what's the problem with the overuse of the word creativity?
Well, I think the problem with the word creativity and the creative industries and the creative economy is not so much that there's a problem with them in and of themselves, it's the fact that their ubiquity means that they've become sort of emptied out of meaning. So almost anything now is described as creative. And actually, almost any job now is described as creative. It doesn't matter if you work in, you know, management and accountancy or estate agent or something else, you'll be called creative. And I think the real problem there is that we lose sense of what actually creativity is and what creativity means. And instead, people are actually taking jobs that they think are creative, but actually often aren't, or they have particular conditions of employment which maybe aren't what they were hoping for.
Isn't that the fault of the person going for the job, that they kind of think that a creative industry job is something glamorous when actually there'll be a lot of hard graft behind it?
There's a sense of glamour, isn't there? We all want to be creative. Who wants to be thought of as being not creative, uncreative, right? So there's something seductive about the term creativity and creative, yes? And in some ways, I think that's right. It taps into kind of humans' sort of instinctive wish to play, to have ideas, to be doing something that's not mundane and has meaning. But I think the danger is that creative jobs often aren't that autonomous, that actually a lot of people who work in the creative sector, the so-called creative sector, do jobs that aren't necessarily giving them great autonomy. And actually, increasingly, those jobs are less secure, lower paid, often voluntary. So I think there's an issue there about, A, how creative industries talk about creativity, which tends to be in a commercial way. So there's lots of creative things that people do for voluntary reasons. And then secondly, I think about the way in which the kind of glamour, if you like, of the creative industries is almost seductive. And it actually gives people sometimes, I think, a feeling that they have more autonomy in their job, more possibility to do things that are creative than perhaps often those jobs allows.
Is this a message that you give to your students then? Because obviously people coming through Edge Hill and finishing their degrees, they're going to be the people who are actually most likely to be doing the worst bit of the creative jobs.
No, it's very, very important that people go into this world of work with their eyes open. And, you know, we've just had a week called a Make Yourself Employable in our department at the university, which we brought in lots of different employers, lots of different people who work in the creative sector, and indeed lots of our own alumni who do that. And they talked very strongly about how important it was for students to be out there right at the very beginning of their degrees, pushing the doors open, making the opportunities happen, and building up their CVs, because it is a very tough industry. You know, for every job, particularly in, if you like, the most glamorous areas of the creative sector, you know, in the film, television, so on, and media sector, for every job, there's hundreds of applicants, thousands of applicants. So for our students, we want to make sure that they're fully equipped to have the best possible chance to actually get their way into those industries, and that they're also realistic. They understand that you don't walk into a top-level job. You don't walk in. The jobs, the staff jobs that used to exist in the media now, those jobs have disappeared, a lot of them. And, you know, students have to be autonomous. They have to work for themselves. They have to be flexible. They have to build up a portfolio in order to get their way into the careers in which they wish to do.